From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication covering Lawrence and Douglas counties since 2021, with a goal of maintaining open news access for all. News and more at lawrencekstimes.com.
30 degrees in Lawrence, 33 in Topeka. It is 6:06.
The law professor at Georgetown University. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City. Always streaming online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in to All Things Considered. Proud to be listener-supported public media in this region, and absolutely appreciate you spending time with us today. We know there are lots of places you could be getting your news. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then at just about 6:40, we will remember the life of Claudette Colvin when she was 15 years old. She refused to move from her bus seat when she was trying to get home from high school in Montgomery, Alabama. She died this week at the age of 86. We'll think about her legacy. Plus, we'll hear an excerpt from last night's Kansas State of the State speech. It's all coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight with low around 20 degrees. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still pretty windy, highs in the mid-40s. Lows in the lower 30s tomorrow night, highs in the lower 40s for Friday. Very cold on Friday night, with a low in the teens.
Support for KPR comes from Security Benefit, a Kansas-based retirement savings company seeking employees who want to make a difference in their careers and communities. Details on current openings at securitybenefit.com.
It's 33 degrees in Topeka, 34 in Manhattan. It is 6:20.
This is NPR News.
Kristen Stewart is diving into the deep end, directing a feature about a competitive swimmer.
I've been gunning for this forever. I've wanted to do that. I mean, everything I've done has led me here.
What led the Twilight star to create a much more intimate film? Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us and find out about the many, many, many things that Kristen Stewart has done since Twilight and about her new movie. The latest national, international, and regional headlines, 5 to 9 a.m. tomorrow on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, preparing heat and eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner items for drive-through pickup Wednesday afternoons. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and dairy-free options available. New menus weekly and online ordering at Maselli'sOnline.com.
Up next, we have news headlines. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence, and it is 6:30.
I off as it rolled down the runway in Louisville, but it appears that investigators are focused on the failure of key parts of the engine mount. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
The largest wireless carrier in the country, Verizon, working to restore phone and data service to about 45,000 customers after a mass outage earlier today, affected more than 175,000. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is proposing an increase in funding for special education, water management, and welfare administration. State lawmakers will consider Kelly's budget proposal during the legislative session that began this week. The budget would put $50 million additional dollars toward special education, But Kansas Budget Director Adam Proffitt told lawmakers that state funding will not be enough.
So the governor is calling on the feds again to meet their obligation and increase their level of funding here in Kansas for special education.
A legislative task force is working on a school finance formula that will decide how the state allocates funding for students with special needs in 2027 and beyond. Tomorrow is the deadline for enrollment in Affordable Care Act health plans, but the future of government subsidies is still uncertain. Sam Zeff reports on how this is putting financial strain on small businesses in Kansas and Missouri.
By some estimates, half of all small business owners and employees are covered by Obamacare. Carrie Van Meveren says the ACA allowed her to leave corporate America and start her own government contracting consulting business.
It allows me to focus on my business and less on worrying about an unexpected health event that could bankrupt me. It's been a lifeline for me.
The Urban Institute says up to 5 million people will drop their coverage if subsidies aren't extended. I'm Sam Zeff.
One in three Kansas homes has radon exposure. That exposure is linked to lung cancer. Radon is a colorless, odorless, radioactive gas that naturally forms in the soil. Brian Hansen with the Kansas State University's radon program says the gas can linger in homes, and that increases the risk of lung cancer.
When you take a breath and inhale those suspended molecules, they're statically charged, so they stick to the trachea and the bronchial pathways of the lungs.
January is National Radon Action Month. Most K-State Extension offices offer radon kits, testing at $10. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, cold and windy. Lows around 20 tonight with gusty winds out of the north. For tomorrow, partly sunny with a high in the mid-40s. Still pretty windy with winds out of the southwest gusting up to 25.
Report for NPR comes from this
Claudette Colvin. Colvin's death was announced Tuesday by the Claudette Colvin Legacy Foundation.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. Governor Laura Kelly used her final State of the State speech to recount her accomplishments during her two terms in office. The Democratic governor also called for more civility in politics and pressed lawmakers to find ways to preserve the state's water supply. Here's an excerpt from her speech last night in Topeka.
We must do something that brings us together, and that civility is a winning formula for governing and for life itself. Thank you and good night.
That was Kansas Governor Laura Kelly speaking last night during her final State of the State address. You'll find more coverage at the KPR website, kansaspublicradio.org. From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio at 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, many other frequencies as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
We do still have about 11 minutes of All Things Considered yet to come, so stick around for that if you're joining us on KPR One stations. Up next, we have classical music. Steve Seal is your host. At 9 o'clock, we switch genres and turn to jazz in the night. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock, stick around for the Moth Radio Hour.
Support for KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, now offering landscape design and installation services featuring locally grown plants, trees, and shrubs. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. Details at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low around 20 degrees. Gusty winds out of the north. Tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Still going to see some stiff winds, gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Lows in the lower 30s tomorrow night, highs in the lower 40s on Friday. Getting cold over the weekend, though. It's 10 minutes before 7.
BIA.org. And from the Walton Family Foundation, working to create access to opportunity for people and communities by tackling tough social and environmental problems. More information is at waltonfamilyfoundation.org. This is NPR.
New year, new beginnings, new stories. Wherever 2026 takes us, Morning Edition from NPR News will be there. Stay informed with us every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We simulcast. It's on both KPR 1 and KPR 2 and streaming at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we have news headlines. That is followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music. Tonight, your host is Steve Seal.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, providing community education and events such as repair clinics that promote a circular economy for a more sustainable future. Details at fullcirclesustainability.org.
Lows around 20 degrees tonight. Gusty winds coming out of the north at times. For tomorrow, partly sunny, highs in the mid-40s. Gusty winds out of the southwest tomorrow. It's 30 degrees in Lawrence, and the time is 7:01. The news is next.